Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas in for Carl. Today's on some vacay in Las Vegas, ironic enough, where certainly he can be gambling on some sports if he so desires. Gets us to a hot topic on the show for a number of years. If you've been listening to Dukes and Bell, you know we support legalizing sports gambling here in the state of Georgia. And there's always a bit of confusion because there's usually numerous bills either going through the Senate or the State House. And since we don't know jack about what's going on under the Gold Dome, let's talk to somebody who's trying to make it happen. Representative Marcus Wiedauer, he represents District 121, which is out there, Athens, Clark County, Oconee as well. Representative, thanks for coming on Dukes and Bell. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, man.
Doing
great.
Hey. All right. Here's the deal, Rep. How does this work? First things first, where are we? What needs to happen? And talk about the bill that you're sponsoring. What's going on right now?
So right now we've got we're actually working on a Senate bill. This is the same language I had last year. It has come over from the Senate, got passed out of there with a constitutional amendment. Currently still going through committee in the House. Thought it was going to be tomorrow, maybe Monday. We'll see. It's kind of crazy this time of year. We've got just three legislative days left and a couple of committee days speckled in there. So still got to get it to fine-tune it out of committee and then hopefully onto the House floor by Thursday next week.
For citizens who support the bill and support the movement to legalize gambling, I think one thing that could get cleared up is where exactly do they go? Who do they reach out to? Who can they call or what websites can they go to get the information necessary to make an informed decision?
Sure. You can go to the Georgia General Assembly website. You can look up Senate Bill 386 and kind of see it for yourself. I mean, reaching out to your state representative, which you can also find there on that website. You know, a lot of the opposition to this, you know, they're loud. But the people that really want this, which is, I believe, the vast majority of the people that are already doing it, they're not being quite as loud. So, there's some issue there. But certainly, would love to have that support. Mm. I will say, you know, this isn't legalizing gambling. This is allowing for online sports betting only.
Right.
And, you know, for me, that's a big difference, right? I mean, we're not talking about bricks and mortar. We're not talking about casinos or horse racing. We're talking about something that lots of Georgians are doing right now on their phones. They're getting around the geofencing that we have in the state. Mm-hmm. They're betting in Tennessee and North Carolina. We're losing those tax dollars across state lines because they're doing it anyway.
Right.
You've seen the heat maps probably of all the bets that revolve around the national championship game and what have you that were attempted. Well, I promise you, they didn't stop, right? They didn't. They might have got that bet might not have gone through then, but they found a way to make that bet. You know, so and right now we have no protections for the people that are engaging in this,
right?
Because they're either doing it on the black market or they're doing it across state lines, and we're not able to help those people that might need some help.
It is a state representative, Marcus Wiedauer, guys. It's the sports betting bill sponsor in the Georgia House. So correct me if I'm wrong, we only got a few more days for the legislature to go and move on something like this where we can eventually, you guys can agree that then the people of Georgia could vote on it.
That's right. And what we got is we've got a day 38 tomorrow. We got a committee day on Monday and Wednesday next week. session days 39 and 40 on Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll sign you die sometime in the wee hours of Thursday night or Friday morning, depending on how it goes.
And I know that we've talked to a lot of folks on both sides of the issue. There's some folks, I got this from addiction.com, said there's 80 million Americans, or 80% of American men, I should say, at one point or other in the year have made a sports bet. And there's apparently 1% of the population that has an addiction to gambling. So to me, the benefits outweigh the negatives. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it just seems like we look at Florida. They're projecting to have $4 billion in the coffers, and this is coming up in the next 3 years with what they were able to do. And I know that a lot of folks feel, well, what are the mechanisms? How is this going to work? First things first, we just want to let the folks decide it for once and for all, basically.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Get in front of the Georgia voters. If people that are thinking like I am are wrong, we'll find out in November. You know, so just put it on the ballot and let's see what happens. But as far as the money, my goodness, you know, we're leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the table that could be going straight into Hope and Pre-K, which is where this money would go. It goes into the Georgia lottery. You know, fortunately right now we're able to, fund Hope 100%. You know, but right now there's a bunch of kids that are still waiting for state-sponsored slots and pre-K. And, you know, some of that, too, is the reserve money that the lottery has on hand. This actual – the enabling legislation would actually force them to buy that down and spend it and deploy those dollars to create more slots and pre-K.
So for those who are uninitiated – it appears to be that this is the way of the future, right? So, in a sense...
Right. Every other state in the Southeast seems
right,
to be going that way.
This is nothing more than delaying the inevitable. So, for those who don't agree with this measure as a first step to eventually leading to other things down the line, what could you say as a representative and what could we say as a general public to those people to sort of calm their nerves and ease them a little bit about what this would look like?
Well, again, I'll go back to it being simply online. Right. So let's say you're driving down the road. You're not going to see a casino on the corner. Somebody's going to have to, whether it's an eyesore, whether people just, or it's an attractant, you know, to come in and gamble. Right. You're not going to see that sort of thing. If you place a bet right now and we're sitting in the same room, I would never even know.
Right.
So this is not about really kind of changing the culture in which we, you know, live, work and play in right now in Georgia. This simply is going to allow for a legal way for the things that people are already doing right now. Right. And you go back to the 1% you mentioned. Listen, we're not turning turning a blind eye to that either. Right. Right? There's a lot of language in this legislation that allows for assistance in problem gambling. And look, again, you go back to without this, we can't get that in front of people. We can't reach out to help them when it's illegal to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, this is, I would suggest that this is going to help the people that are already doing it that have a problem because we're going to be able to reach out to them as well.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, with Representative Marcus Wiedauer. He represents District 121 out of Coney Athens, and he is the sponsor of getting this bill through the Georgia House. In a minute, we'll ask you how you folks can contact their local rep and at least use your leverage through an email to maybe get some traction on this. The argument, which I always come back to with people who oppose it, Representative Wiedauer, is we already have the Georgia lottery. Zell Miller brought in the lottery. So anytime I play a scratch-off ticket or I go online, which I can do from my house, to buy a lottery ticket, I'm in essence gambling.
That's right. And I'll tell you, I'll take that a step further. I mean, go into a lot of gas stations these days, right? Coin-operated amusement machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's legalized in Georgia. We walk into basically what to me looks like, you know, slot machines in almost every convenience store. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on there. This just popped in my head when I think about seeing those things. I mean, I don't even bet. I'm doing this because I think it is the right thing to do. This is not something I even engage in, right?
It's revenue.
I just believe it's revenue, and I believe it's something that we need to do to give a legal, safe place for people to do this.
One more time for everybody out there listening, where can they go and who can they contact? Give us that website again. Great info.
So the Georgia General Assembly, it's legis.gov. So you can go there, you can click on representatives, you can put in where you live, and you can find out who your state rep is. Their phone number, their office phone number is there. Their email is there. You can email their assistant or them directly. You know, again, we'd love to have that help.
And we'd love to help you. I know that every single sports team, professional team in town is on board with this, and we want to get things moving. So, again, hopefully this will be the year that the House can get this thing pushed through. Otherwise, back to next year in the legislative calendar. But thank you so much, Representative, for coming on and answering some questions and taking some of the confusion out of the issue.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.